right, I'm Jim Hoy.
And I'm Jean Hoy, Jim's mother, and the mother of 9 children, 29 grandchildren, and about 8 in-laws.
And we're sitting here.
And great-grandchildren also, for 5 of those.
A growing mob. And we're sitting here in Holiday Acres in Rhinelander, Wisconsin, for the 55th year, is it, Mom? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you're how old?
I am 90 years old this year.
And you started coming here with Dad.
And 6 children back 55 years ago. And we happened to come here because we were looking to find a place to take our children. And we had tried one resort in Wisconsin. We wanted to come up to the northern part of Wisconsin. And a neighbor of ours happened to have come up here the year before and told me about it as I was walking. We were walking our dogs together back in Milwaukee. And he said, it was so cold when I went up there in August. I don't think I can go back again. And we have a reservation, and if you want to take it, you know, you're welcome to it. So I said, that sounds really good. So up we came, and 55 years ago, and had a wonderful time. We discovered just the kind of a resort that we were dreaming of. Housekeeping, lots of property, a little dining room, and just perfect. So when we arrived, we happened to meet somebody from Milwaukee that we knew, and they had been coming up here a few more years than we had, and said, why don't you come back the last week in July, because there's a group of us that are here, and we'd love to have you join us. So that's how this all started.
So it's been the same group and a growing group of other families that we have seen during that same week every year for generations now.
Yes, and here we all are together once again, a great big pack of people from Milwaukee that have been vacationing together for 55 years plus at Holiday Acres.
And it's been such a special thing to be here with all those families, and some predate us, and some have come shortly after, and they're all still coming here, and the mob just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, wonderful. And we have a couple of weddings that have developed out of the families up here getting together, which is kind of exciting. So we just have wonderful memories. And what I love about it is the fact that the grounds are so huge that the kids can just run freely and with so much to do. Tennis, and there used to be a stable down at the end of the field with horses. Those moved down the road, and they put up cabins. And now, with a growing family, each family can have their own cabin, which is fantastic. And we have the main house down on the water with a pier. And it's just ideal for us. So it's been a fantastic place to create the family memories that we have. It's a must on the calendar for everybody. They just chalk it in every year, and everybody tries to get here.
And it's been at least the last week in July, and for a while we were coming for 2 weeks, right?
Yes.
And so if you add it all up, we've been here for over a year of our lives, well over a year in some cases, an entire year spent during the last week in July in one place.
Right.
And with so many memories that have accumulated over time, can you talk a little bit about your generation, for just the other people, so many of whom were legends and have moved on, but still remain with us from other families, and that whole
right.
scene of the post-war era and everybody gathering up here in the Northwoods.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm the only one left of the original group of parents that came up here. Who became good friends of ours too, and it was somewhat different. Someone said, "Are there many changes?" There one change that was wonderful is that unfortunately, due to a fire, the original little lodge, which had a dining room, and I think that was about all they had, the three coin dining room, a little lobby, and where the everybody gathered was in a barn, if on a rainy day, and with some game machines in there. So there wasn't, if it rained, there wasn't as much to do as there is today. When they rebuilt, they rebuilt the lodge with a lodge rooms and a swimming pool.
Isn't the mid-70s, early 70s?
I think so, right. Yeah. And that's wonderful, because now on a rainy day, the swimming pool's available, and a coffee shop where the kids all love to gather, meet for breakfast in the coffee shop. And, of course, they have the tennis courts, which are great, and a volleyball court. And, in fact, when we came up here, we'd bring bicycles because it's a wonderful place to bike. And we'd use the bikes to go from cabin to cabin down the road. So, Jimmy, what's your first memory of coming up here? Jimmy is the youngest in the family of the nine.
I don't know if I, you know, the memories are also kind of gauzy and mushed together, but if you asked me to, you know, think of something that happened when I was 4 or 6 or 10, the first place my mind would go would be Rhinelander. You know, it seems like the memory bank is immediately drawn to this place, you know, for whatever point in your life. You know, think of something that happened, you know, when you were 25 years old. It's going to be Rhinelander. Last week in July, you know, it's always at the top of the list. But it's all sort of one continuous, you know, string of memories and feelings and smells, and that it's hard to put, you know, one specific thing on. But the one thing that comes to mind is the coming here, the getting here, you know, the packing the car, the production that happens almost a week in advance, you know, around our house with the packing list that my dad took, you know, it was almost like a holy document in our house, the yellow legal pad and everything that was specifically required, and to get nine kids in one car, station wagon, pulling a U-Haul trailer. I very clearly remember being in the way back, surfing on a pile of luggage with David. I think we had, you know, specific designated real estate in this big station wagon, and what back then was probably a 7-hour drive, just because of the roads and the speed limit, and we didn't have big. You know, passed through every small town getting up here, and stopped in certain spots. And so my first memory of coming here is the drive itself, and the anticipation and the excitement and the big. I don't think what the Zambon family here and all the people who host us, what they don't really see is the behind the music that's going on in advance when everybody's really looking forward to it and getting it on their calendar and making it happen.
Well, and actually also when we came up originally, Kim was a teenager, and his sister was I guess a couple years older, so we kind of grew up with them, and now he's the owns the resort and runs it. So mm-hmm. We've seen Grandma and Grandpa Blazing. We're still here and living in the farmhouse there. And we've seen a lot. It's like family, a family place.
And you talked about the old lodge and then the transition to the new one, and thinking about the Greatest Generation crowd that was so present and their energy was so big for so many years here. But in the new lodge, when the dance scene was going on, the house band, and, you know, the lodge was the place to gather and to really, you know, which it still is, but when the dance floor was going with the old time music, and I can still think of, you know, the kids around the perimeter of the dance floor and the real grown-ups, the adults sort of holding court out there, and, you know, it was like it was the, you know, 1940s scene still.
Yeah.
Seemed like royalty. And on the beach too, and, you know, just so many legends basically that I have memories of that are beyond our entire family.
Right, yeah. So what, when you first pull in the driveway and walk up to your cottage, Jimmy, what does it feel like?
Well, I don't think anybody comes here and pulls up to our own cottage. We always go to yours. that's the first thing is see, yeah, who's already here, and you know, go down to the main cabin and the gathering place, and you know, what when it was all little kids and everything, the rush of excitement and everybody getting back together. But still, it's, you know, first stop is Anchorage and the lake. And then, you know, we'll go up to our own cottage in due time and unpack. But first, it's get everybody together.
So do you think that things have changed since you were a kid up here?
Well, certainly the things that, you know, the time has changed everything a little bit. But the beauty of coming here is that it's a bit of a throwback, you know, that it's not, I mean, it's as current as it needs to be, but at the same time, it's a place where we can rewind the clock a little bit or have it be the way things used to be. And that's really a unique and special thing in today's world.
Right.
It's got just enough of the modern conveniences and the ability to stay connected if we have to, but the ability to get away too and to really get lost in an experience.
Right.
There must be something magical about it because we're all still coming, and it's automatic for 50 people. You know, it's not even a question. And even for you, who you had a big fall 6 months ago and an injury, and thankfully you've healed very well. But I remember asking you, what do you think about Rhinelander? And you didn't seem to bat an eye. It was automatic you were going to be coming this year.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just been absolutely fantastic, the memories that we have created. And you know, in this, we talk about the smells that you kind of associate with the place. And I remember walking into a restaurant that had just opened up in Milwaukee, a Baker Square, in fact, which is a chain, and saying, oh, this just smells like the lobby at Holiday Acres. It was the new wood, the pine wood, that was the same smell. And so all year long, I'd go, Holiday Acres. So much fun.
Talk a little bit, if you could, about Dad. You know, who's not been here for a few years now, but obviously this was so special to him, and the two of you put this show on for us for so long. But
well, he loved it. And he loved just a lot of, you know, they have the beautiful Northwoods Golf Course, which is just, you know, on the other side of Rhinelander, that is a wonderful course to play, and he was a great golfer and loved golf, but coming up here he did not want to play because he just wanted to sit and enjoy what we were here for, and the boat. So the kids would go into town, and when they were teenagers and grandchildren too, as teenagers, and go to the bowling alley or do something in town. And he just wanted to watch the sunset, the most beautiful sunsets that you'll find anywhere, right outside our window. So we've gotten so that we rent, you know, now the pontoon boat has become, you know, a wonderful boating experience, and that's a lot of fun. And we went a speedboat, so there's water skiing, and, you know, everybody water skis, which is nice to know how to do, and tubing, and we could go on and on. There's just so many wonderful things that you can participate in, or just sitting around the campfire. Yeah, lots of good discussions. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have memories of, we have 5 minutes, of you and Dad, you know, with that sunset. It seems like every year we have pictures all of the house at home, which is also still the same house for 62 years now. It seems like it's a collection of Rhinelander sunsets and pictures of you and Dad in that same exact moment, but just through the years. And in fact, I wonder how many people have a painting in their house of a place that they rent.
Right.
You know,
that was a gift that was given to us. Yeah.
Right.
From taken from a picture of Anchorage, from the top of the hill. Yeah.
And it really seems lucky that we found this place, because with the growing family, if it had been any other place or any other resort that had gone away or sold out or had no longer been available, it's hard to imagine how we could all gather, you know, even with just our own growing family, much less with all these same families that we've seen for all these decades. But it seems like this is truly maybe the only place where this could happen for all
right.
of that.
And we have friends who who went to a place similar to this at Green Lake, Lasonia, and with a big, big family, but they were invited not to come back because they were spilling over into other vacationers who didn't appreciate the commotion that a big family brings. So this is just a spread out here.
And do you think you'll be coming for as far as the eye can see?
Absolutely. Oh, and also it's wonderful because dogs are welcome, and everybody loves to have their pets with them.
All right. Well, I think we're gonna turn the mic over to the next generation, but I'll end my portion of it by thanking you for this interview.
And I thank you for giving me the opportunity. And as we were talking about having this interview, it made for a lot of fun conversation about the memories over the years as we were sitting around the campfire.
Yeah. And it's a real honor for me to be doing it on behalf of our family, at least this portion of it, and I'm sure we'll do more of it and continue the discussion with everybody.
Right, yeah.
So thank you, Mom.
Yeah, well I just want to add one more thing. Somebody said, what's special about it and what bringing you back all the time? And they love the simple lifestyle. Well, family, absolutely, for certain. And the simple lifestyle that you can't find many places these days. And being just, and so they decided to call this Camp Hoy with cousins.
Amen.
Amen.
We were unplugged before we had to be unplugged.
Yeah, right.